In an effort to try to bring peace to the country, Unusual Voice spoke on behalf of the church. The Archbishop John Baptist Odama of the Catholic Archdiocese of Gulu in northern Uganda expressed the need to attain peace immediately. Many others, mostly South Sudanese priesthood, have spoken on the same issue in the past, but little has been achieved. Bringing a different person from outside South Sudan to speak has been seen as a way to try out many available options within the church body. And the message is clear. The church, especially of South Sudan, wants to see peace come. Archbishop Odama wants Christians in South Sudan to change their perception of life in general.
Be one. Hold your hands together as Christians. If one person is killed, don't think it is Catholic or Anglican or Presbyterian, Lutheran, or inland mission. No, it is a Christian killed. So you must move together, hold your hands together, be united as South Sudanese. This is your country.
The Archbishop is aware there are differences amongst the people of South Sudan, but he appeals such differences should only be appreciated in unity, so as everyone works towards seeing a peaceful country. He spoke this during Christians' calendar day of Palm Sunday in Juba. The Archbishop says, if Christians start to work together as a community, this might help in bringing an end to the current conflict. South Sudan has seen decades of conflict that left the country destroyed. The most recent one broke out in 2013, leaving most parts of the country in a weak economic and security situations. He urges all denominations to work together so as to bring stability many citizens like Regina Dudu want to see. Regina returned to her home in Torit last year after she received news that the gunfire that had consumed her area had gone silent. She wishes the situation remained so all of her family members join her. She says she fled into a refugee settlement camp in Uganda's district of Moyo, near South Sudan-Uganda border. She says she and her colleagues stayed under the stress of lack of services. There was little water, food handouts were reduced significantly, and illnesses were becoming rampant. She says she wanted to cultivate her own crops, but she and her colleagues had been given small plots of land for such activities. Regina's area in Torit was one of the places where the violent conflict quickly spread to after erupting in Juba. Her and most of the village residents fled, most of them entering Uganda into refugee settlement camps. It is for such eager citizens, the Archbishop wishes the situation in the country gets better quickly. He reminded the people that the citizens of Uganda are in unity with the South Sudanese.
I always feel together, and we always feel together in solidarity with you. It is like this: when there is a death case in your brother's home, you go there, you gather to weep together and feel the pains together. That is why I'm here representing you, all the people of Uganda, not only the northern part, but the whole country.
Father, he urges everyone to pray for peace to come to the country. He believes if peace comes, it will be a good thing not only for the country, but also for the whole continent. In the country where Christians are the majority, hopefully the Archbishop's message will fall on an open ear.